You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Alien, that is Mac O'Brien. You're listening to Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music. I'm here in the studio with Terry Barr and Jane in the control room.
Woohoo! Yes, we are. That was astounding. That was a great song.
Mac O'Brien has built her career the hard way, earning it night by night in dive bars and festival stages across five Midwestern states. Mac O'Brien was recognized as a standout teen songwriter by Nashville's up-and-comer radio program and began collaborating with top writers nationwide. Mac's music catalog has surpassed 1 million Spotify streams and joining a local fan base. I'll tell you, catch Mac O'Brien with her full band tonight at Whiskey Jack's here in the Mad City on State Street. Country Thunder and Summerfest coming up later this summer. And playing for us live tonight, Mac O'Brien and guitarist Scott G are here. Mac,
yay!
Scott, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
It's so great to have you guys here. I know I already said it, but that song, Alien, wow. That was really... I feel like, you know, we just played it on the radio, but it's radio ready.
For the first time?
Yes.
For that's
the
a brand
first
new
time.
Song.
Oh, that's good.
First time on the radio.
Liked it. I want other radio stations to play it for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I'm so glad you like it.
Thank you. You're going to be playing live for us in just a little bit, but we want to ask you about your journey in music, and you did start young, as we already mentioned. Tell us how you got started playing and when that journey kind of took you where you're going now.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because it's been a decade. Like, it's my 10-year, I guess, anniversary of just diving into the whole music thing, which is just surreal. And, you know, it feels like yesterday, and it also feels like it's taken 1,000 years to get here. But, you know, it's just so cool. I really started in high school because I honestly did not know what I wanted to do. And, you know, you're a junior in high school and people are like, what are you going to do with your life? And I'm like, I have no idea. I can't picture myself doing an office job. I was not like the best student either. I was like a straight C average student. I was not doing well. And so then I just, you know, decided that, you know, you live once, right?
Yes.
And I was just so inspired by all the music I was listening to. Like, as an introverted kid, all I would do is just listen to music and just sit in my room alone. And I listened to John Denver. I was really into like the folk revival at the time, like Mumford and Sons.
Wow.
And just the inspiration, and I couldn't put it down. And I was like, I just want to see where this takes me. So I started with like open mics, and then I started getting gigs. Then we formed a band, Scotty G. You've been with me for like 8 years now playing
music. Something like that, 2019?
Nice. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Oh my goodness, yeah.
And we've just been at it, and it's been such a journey. Yeah. I mean, highs and lows, all of it. It's such a roller coaster.
Would you change it?
No, okay. I would not. And, you know, sometimes I get like angry because it's such a frustrating business to be in. You know, it's highs and lows. Our lives are like not linear. It's very much roller coaster. So I'm like, oh my gosh, sometimes I'm like, man, I wish I would have gone to school. My life would be like so much simpler, but I can't stop. You know, it's like, I can't put it down. I have to keep going.
Yeah.
And it is worth it because all of the experiences that we've been able to have are just so cool.
Well, I want to see where this takes you too.
Yeah.
So for the rest of us just following along on your, you know, what do they say? Coattails or whatever. That's what we're doing. So keep it going because, you have something special to share.
Oh, thank you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
What were some of your early successes? Like, what was some of the big ups early on for you that really kept you going?
Oh my gosh, let me think. When I was, I would say, 18 years old, I got casted or scouted. I mean, they have these scouts that look for like the TV shows and stuff. So somebody from The Voice reached out and I got like a private audition because that's what they'll do sometimes. Because a lot of people think you have to like wait all day to do.
In a big line.
In a big line. But a lot of times the people who are on the show just got scouted that way. And I didn't know that. So I thought, this is so cool.
Yeah.
And so I sang like a Shaky Grave song. He's like a folk singer. And I got picked to go to LA. And I think it was like one of three in the Chicago area, which honestly, I had no business doing that back then. But I was just like rolling with it, you know, and I didn't get on the show because, you know, I didn't know who I was at the time. And I basically failed my second audition. But, you know, that gave me the confidence to have real industry people see something in me. I had a guitar teacher that said, I wanted to be a banjo player. Honestly, I did not want to be a front woman. I'm so shy. I had to get over that eventually.
Oh my gosh. But
yeah. And he heard me sing and he's like, no, you should be a singer. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. So, I mean, it's just like people who spoke, you know, life into that.
Well, and when you said you're an introvert, I was like, no way.
Really?
Yeah. No, I find that hard to believe. And, you know, the Mac that we have come to know, you walk in, you're like, hey!
Oh, that's because I love you guys. You all are so fun to talk to. For real.
Well,
we
love you too.
You see me at the grocery store, I'm in sweatpants. And I'm
good.
And I'm like, oh no.
You're still a little normal too then, so that's
yeah,
right.
You should see me ordering coffee. It's like I can't even get words out.
Oh my gosh.
Now, Mac, you were headed in the country direction, but you've rebranded to rock and roll.
Hey.
And you've got the Spotify streams features on Apple's music best new rock playlist. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. A partnership with Furch Guitars, and you are set on a path to rebrand to rock. How has it been accepted by your fans?
They've been so great. Oh my gosh. And I'll send stuff to people who have been following me for a while. I sent the song Alien before it came out to a couple of fans. They're basically family now. And it was so cool to see their response. And a lot of people are saying that there's just something about the new songs that are just more soulful and more real. And I honestly feel the same way. I think, you know, I started doing rock music because it's something I wanted to do. And I was scared because I had, you know, already done a lot on the countryside with Country Thunder and all of that, open for country stars. And so I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Am I killing my career? And but I just had to do it. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, the passion just doesn't end and you just got to do it. So when I did it, I got on Apple Music's, you said it right.
Okay.
Best new in rock editorial playlist.
Best new rock playlist.
That has never happened to me as an indie artist, like getting on editorial. So I was like, okay, maybe this is a sign, you know. I'm also like the type of person, I'll see a sign in everything. I'll see a leaf on the ground. I'll be like, that's a sign.
It means something.
It means something, which is a blessing and a curse.
Well, what does a million Spotify streams mean to you?
Oh my gosh. You know, I haven't even processed that.
Really?
I'm so slow at processing things.
I mean, a million, that's with an M.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's crazy. I mean, that's credit to all the songwriters that I've worked with, my producer, and the team that is helping me push this song out too. Like, I would not be anywhere without them.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, Scott G, you aren't the new guitarist. I guess you've been around for a while. But you are a new dad. What's your story? Aww. I mean, how did you get started playing music and talk about being a dad?
I mean, I've been playing music for 30 years now. My parents were both into music. My mom played piano. She played out back in the day, and she taught me a whole lot. And I got caught up with this one here.
I like how you say
that.
Yeah,
we got some mutual friends through my church, and they were looking for a bass player. So
yeah, my other bass player was my ex, and I needed to get him out of the band.
Oh,
yeah. Oh boy!
Never date somebody in the band. I mean, unless you're married, unless you plan on getting married.
Oh my gosh! Ooh, that's an interesting story.
Oh, now you're a new dad. Congratulations!
Yeah, that's awesome.
She's just turned 9 months.
Oh, wow.
She is literally the cutest baby I've ever
seen.
She's
so adorable. I don't know how we did it.
Oh, but now you're going to be, you know, going to all these different places and playing all summer. Are you going to miss the little Bean?
It's funny. I call her Bean too.
Oh.
I mean, I'm going to miss her every chance I don't get to see her. I already do.
Yeah.
So she comes out sometimes, sees us play. I've got little headphones to cover her ears, and she's come out a few times now.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Did Do you think as a parent you'll have some influence? And you kind of mentioned how your parents influenced you.
Oh, for sure. And I can already see the musicality in her. Like she's playing on buckets and stuff, and she's singing along.
Yeah.
And every time my mom gets her for any time, she's got her at the piano and she's playing nine months and she's already pushing the keys down and knows what she's doing.
Oh, that's okay. Well, piano is a percussion instrument, so that's good.
That's true.
Mac, we just heard your new single, Alien, and you have more coming out soon. Tell us about your upcoming EP and how we can get it.
Ooh, I'm excited. So we're slowly releasing it. Our next song is, you know, it's all rock music, but there is a lot of country influence. The song that you just heard, Alien, is from the rock side of the album. So there's basically two sides to it. There's the country rock, which is what I started with, which is funny because it happened naturally. Like the songs I wrote a year and a half ago were straight country rock. And then the songs I wrote about, you know, 6 months after were like straight into like heavy rock music. And my team was like, wait, what? Like, how are we going to market this? How is this going to happen? And so we're just splitting the album. It's called, oh my gosh, how do I not remember what it's called? This is sad. North and South. Yeah.
Oh.
So the North side is the rock side and the South is the, you know, Southern roots and stuff.
I like
that. That's interesting.
Yeah. So your team, obviously they're sticking with you.
Yeah.
And now that they've heard what all of this sounds like, they must be kind of excited.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'd have to say my producer is probably the biggest champion. They're all champions of it, but we've just worked so much together on this project sonically. And I feel like there's a lot of just good, you know, music moments happening and we just see eye to eye on the music stuff. So it's been so cool.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, tonight you're playing Whiskey Jacks here in Madison on State Street. And June 27th, you're at Summerfest in Milwaukee on the country stage?
Yes, on the Lasso stage. So we will do some rock music with a little country in there.
Yeah
we'll mix it up.
Rock them on. And then July 18th, Country Thunder.
Yeah.
Oh, that's coming up. Some great shows from you this summer. And now we have time for a song tonight. You're going to play for us?
Ooh, let's
Please.
Do it.
Yep.
Let's do it.
So we have time for you to play a song, and this one is called Addicted to Pain.
Yeah.
And is this about mental or physical pain? Mm.
This is definitely about mental. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, I wrote it in Nashville with this like good old Kentucky boy. He's a really, really great guy, but this is the first time I'm writing with him. And I've struggled in Nashville because a lot of times people want to write, you know, like radio country songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought up the idea before and it got turned down because it was too dark. And so he walks in and he's like, what do you want to write about? And I said, I want to write about pain. And he was like, all right, let's do it. Because, you know, songwriting is just such a therapeutic process.
Yeah, it is.
And so it's basically like my personality type. I just struggle because I can be like a glass half empty kind of person. I'm really trying to work on it. But this song is just about that. You know, when good things happen, my mind is looking for a way to just mess it up.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay, everybody can relate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's check it out. We're going to go live right here from the Mad City with Mac O'Brien. This is Addicted to Pain on Max Inc. Radio.
Let's do it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dancing in the shadows, dying in the light. Trouble always finds me when I'm getting right with the past. Nevertheless, my best bad decisions got me where I am. When something's going well, do everything I can to burn it down. Now lay it in the ground. Addicted to pain. I was quick to give my heart away. I think I want forever, then I take another blade, dig it to the bone. A heart don't feel right unless it's broken too. Yeah, that's just what I do. Addicted to pain.
Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us tonight and play for us tonight. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate everything you guys have done. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have a great show tonight down at Whiskey Jack's.
Hey. Yeah,
it's going to be a great time.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you.
So much.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.